All right, Annika, a little bit of a different day out there, but I got to ask, last night, did Will sit you down again and give you any piece of advice?
He did, yeah. We went through the game plan, and I had a good feeling this morning, and I was ready to do that. And unfortunately, I didn't follow his plan, not intentionally, but it was just a hard day at the office, as they would say. You know, it just didn't happen at all today. And, you know, I was trying really hard, but just, you know, short-sighted myself on a lot of shots. And, I mean, but I must say, I think the course was set up really fun today. I really enjoyed the way they moved up 14. I really enjoy some of these fun pin placements, but it was tricky. And, you know, I just didn't hit it solid enough or straight enough to be able to have a chance for some birdies. So it was a rough day, but, you know, happy to be here, happy to be playing, and just kind of hang in there. Just, again, I mean, the purpose is to get experience, so I was trying to follow my routine, do everything I do on every single shot, and so, you know, I did that, so I'm pleased about that part.
Mentally, were you able, was Mike giving you any pointers as you were going through, trying to pick up the spirits a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we did have a good time. I mean, of course, when you make bogey after bogey, it gets a little tiring, and when you don't really make any birdies, but, you know, like I said, I'm really happy to be here and just keep on trying, and, you know, we put every effort into every single shot. It's just, wasn't meant to be today, so, you know, another day tomorrow. I mean, I got two bonus days this week, so that's a good thing.
You were playing with Kristen Gilman, who is an Annika alum. What was that like for you to see her up close?
I know, it was fun. We talked a little bit about that. She was asking us some of the tournaments because, you know, she's been out here a few years. I think this is her third year now. So, yeah, no, it was really nice to see. I mean, we're proud of the Annika alumni, and we, you know, proud of what we have achieved and to see, you know, the great success that these players are having. So, again, it's fun to be inside the ropes with those players that, you know, that we have those tournaments with. And, you know, some of them, you know, I've given clinics to, and I've been talking to them, and then I'm out there with them, so it's cool.
All right.
Hey, Annika. You talked about the stamina needed. It's a little bit different. Did you run out of gas at any point, or do you think it was emotionally tiring?
I don't know.
Yesterday?
I don't really have an excuse because I, you know, I hit it really well this morning, and I felt good. I felt really good on the greens today. I felt like I hit some good putts. I really just didn't make anything. But I think the biggest issue was I was on the wrong side on a lot of the holes, and I didn't hit enough greens to really be able to score. I mean, it seems like when the flag, like number one, it's, you know, tucked left, I'm hooking it left, you know, and number eight, the flag is tucked right, I'm on the right side. So it's just I put myself in really difficult positions, and it's hard to score. So, you know, it gets tiring. You know, you get tired when you have to really just fight for par. So, yeah, I'm tired now, but, you know, that's just kind of the part of the deal. That's why I'm here, getting back into it, trying to score and do the best I can. So it's a little bit about the journey. So just keep on going and try not to focus on the results so much, because that will be obviously a little depressing.
As we head into this final day tomorrow, just you said it before that this is all about experience. You got these two extra bonus days. So what is the mindset, or what are you most excited about to conclude with this tournament tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, really, I felt good this morning. I had a good attitude, everything. So I'm going to try and keep doing the same thing. Hopefully things will be different. I think I'm going to go and hit some balls after lunch and figure out why, you know, I'm spinning the ball in different directions. And, you know, normally I hit the ball straight, and today was everything but straight, and it's hard to play this golf course when it's windy and when it's you know, when you have some rough. So maybe I have to tweak my swing a little bit. I'm not really sure what to tweak at the moment. We have to try to figure that out, but I need to hit it straight to have a chance at all to, you know, shoot under par again, because that would be fun to leave it on a high note.
And we talked about it off camera, but did Ava get to volleyball?
No, she did not. It was canceled, so I didn't have to have a plan B, so that was okay. But we do have a birthday party tomorrow, so I have to coordinate that. Not my birthday party, but Henrik Stenson has a birthday party for his son, Kalle, so Will's going to go there. So he might leave on the 13th hole and just go swim and have a cake instead of watching me.
All right. Thank you, Annika.
Yeah, thanks.